Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The text for our consideration today is John chapter 19, verses 1 to 22.
我们今天所要思想的经文是约翰福音第十九章第一到二十二节。
And the title of the sermon is taken from verse 6.
这讲题是取自第六节。
And here in verse 6, the scriptures say, When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him!Crucify him.
祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
Yes, on Good Friday, we remember about a man who was crucified.
是的，在耶稣受难节，我们纪念到一个人被钉十字架。
And in some places of the world, they even go to the extreme in.terms of remembering this particular crucifixion.
世界有些地方有些人甚至会走更大的一步来思念这如何被钉十字架。
If you read the papers today, you will know that in the Philippines, some of them even carried their wooden crosses, and after that, they were nailed to the cross.
如果你有读今天的报纸的话，你会知道，在菲律宾有些人就拿着他们自己的木的十字架，甚至被钉在十字架上。
Trying to emulate this particular crucifixion that we read about here in John chapter 19.
就是要效仿我们今天在这约翰福音第十九章所读到的。
But you know that this crucifixion of these people can never compare to.What we have read in the scripture today.
但是我们知道这些人被钉在十字架是不能与耶稣基督被钉在十字架相提并论的。
This various acts of crucifixion, firstly, we know will not result in the person dying.
首先我们知道这些人被钉在十字架他们是不会死去的。
And even if, let's say, this person in the end died on the cross, yet it can never be compared to...This crucifixion here in John chapter 19.
就算他们被钉死在十字架，也不能与主耶稣基督被钉在十字架相提并论。
Because the identity of the one who was nailed on the cross is the key down here.
因为我们要知道被钉在十字架的这个人是谁。
And that is exactly what we want to consider today.
所以今天我们就要思念到底这个题目。
When the chief priests andThe Jews, they cried, crucify him, crucify him. Who exactly are they asking to be crucified?
当祭司长跟那些犹太人说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架，他们在说的人是谁呢？
Firstly, understand what exactly is crucifixion.
首先我们要明白什么是被钉在十字架。
No, crucifixion is actually a very...cruel form of execution.
我们知道被钉在十字架是一个非常痛苦、残忍的一个酷刑。
And it is, in fact, a very common mode of punishment among the heathen nations.
是在那些外邦国一个非常残忍的刑罚。
And it was a form of punishment that was also used by the Romans.
罗马帝国也是会用这一样的刑罚。
But because it was a punishment that was very cruel, very severe, and so it was a punishment that was reserved for the worst of criminals.
因为这个刑罚非常的残忍，所以是留给那些最可恶的这些罪人。
And this punishment actually begins firstly with scourging.
所以这个刑罚首先是会被鞭打的。
And this is exactly what you read in John chapter 19, isn't it?
所以我们在约翰福音第十九章就这么读到。
Because we read in verse 1 that Jesus Christ was scourged.
所以我们在第十九章第一节读到耶稣被鞭打了。
And what is this scourging?
这被鞭打是什么呢？
It's not being hit by a cane.
不是被藤条打。
Yeah, because in the Chinese it's 鞭打, so sometimes you may think that it is being hit by a cane.
这个鞭打不是就是我们普通见到的藤条这么被打。
So if there are children down here, please do not think of scourging as just being hit by a cane. It's worse than that.
所以小孩孩子们，我们不要以为这被鞭打就是被藤条打的，是更加严重的。
Oftentimes, these people will be hit by a whip that has metal sharp edges.
时常这些被鞭打的人是被一个有利器的鞭子被打的。
And as the whip hits the body, it will scourge out the meat.
这鞭子是有金属的，所以打到这肉的时候会把肉给拆出来。
And the blood will flow.
所以血就会流出来。
And sometimes the bones will also be exposed.
有时甚至能看到骨头。
This is scourging.
这就是被鞭打的意思。
And this will be the first step of crucifixion process.
所以被钉死十字架的首先第一步就是会被鞭打。
And then sometimes the people will also be made to carry the cross all the way from the area of judgment, where the judgment, where the sentence was first passed, to the place of execution.
有时这些犯人也会被逼着要背起自己的十字架，从被审判的地方到被实行这被钉死的地方。
And then, how heavy then will the cross be?
这十字架多重呢？
You know, sometimes if your cross is just, it's just a wooden staff, one.Like, that means just one vertical staff. Then is you should be very thankful because it is not as heavy.
如果你十字架只有这横的这竖的这一部分，可能就没有这么重。
How heavy?
是多重呢？
45 kg.
45公斤。
So when you say not so heavy, it's still heavy.
所以我们说不是这么重，其实还是很重。
But those are rare cases.
可是这些是比较例外的。
Usually it's a full cross.
通常是一个横跟竖的这十字架。
How heavy is a full cross?
这一个完整的十字架多重呢？
135 kg.
135公斤。
That is 13.5 sacks of rice.
就是我们扛的米有 13.5 这么多包。
Not the half one, the full one, okay, 10 kg.
是我们在超市买的这一包十公斤的米有13包这么多。
And you have to carry it all the way from the place of the sentence, right, where the sentence was passed, all the way to the execution site.
所以你需要扛着这么重的十字架，在你被审判的地方扛到你要被钉的地方。
Sometimes 1 kilometer.
有时可能一公里。
But very often, maybe about 3 kilometers.
可是通常都会有至少3公里。
All the men know how far 3 kilometer is, right?
我们在座的男士都知道三公里有多长。
Especially the army boys.
尤其是在服兵役的。
They run their 2.4 kilometers. They should know.
他们跑2.4公里，他们应该知道。
So imagine running 2.4 kilometers with 135 kg on your back.
所以想想你在跑2.4公里，但是你身上背着135公斤。
And after you have been scourged.
这是在被鞭打过后。
Then after that, you will be.Nailed to the cross.
过后你会被钉在十字架。
And as you are nailed to the cross, you are not nailed with small nails like those nails you used to put a picture onto the wall.
你在被钉十字架的时候，不是用那些小的钉子。
But big thick nails, centimeters long.
是用一个又大又粗的钉子被钉。
But because it must be huge enough to be able to support a person's weight.
因为需要够大够坚固才能够支撑一个人的重量。
And right, they would nail the hands.
所以会把手被钉在十字架上。
And sometimes even the legs.
有时候甚至把脚也给钉在十字架上。
And if they nail the legs, it is going to be a very horrible execution.
如果被钉在脚上的是更加残忍的一个酷刑。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because as you are nailed to the cross, you need the legs to support your weight.
因为当你被钉在十字架的时候，你需要你的脚来支撑你的重量。
And if you can't use your legs to push up your weight,
所以如果你不能用你的脚来支撑你的重量的话,
very soon you will suffocate.
很快你就会窒息。
Okay, some may say it's more merciful because it's a shorter death.
有些人说, 哦, 这可能更加, 呃, 更加好, 因为你死的会, 呃, 比, 你被受苦的时间比较短。
But I don't think you want to suffer suffocation.
可是我可能, 你应该不会想要被窒息而死。
It is a slow suffocation, not a fast one.
这是一个很缓慢的被窒息而死。
This is crucifixion for you.
这就是被钉在十字架的意思。
And that is why it is a punishment that is only reserved for the worst of criminals.
这就是为什么这刑罚是给那些最可恶的罪犯。
And that is usually the case, right, that the person that is nailed to the cross is a truly bad criminal.
所以那些被钉在十字架的人通常都是那些 绝对是很可恶的人。
It is a very humiliating form of execution.
是一个非常羞耻的一个死法。
And that's why in the past the cross is taken to be a symbol of shame.
所以在古代这十字架是一个被羞辱的象征。
Now that the idea is lost today.
现在我们今日没有这个想法。
Now it's the symbol of jewelry.
现在这十字架变成一个装饰品了。
But in those days, nobody would want to wear the cross.
可是在当时没有人会要有这十字架。It's
a symbol of shame.
因为是非常羞耻的。
That is crucifixion for you.
这就是被钉在十字架的意思。
But now consider who is the one that is subjected to such an execution.
可是我们要想想被钉在十字架的这个人到底是谁。
Firstly, understand that this person who was nailed to the cross, Jesus Christ, he was an innocent man.
首先我们要明白被钉死在十字架的主耶稣基督他是一个没有罪的人。
Yes, good translation. A man that is innocent, a man that is without sin.
一个没有罪无辜的人。
And how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢?
Because this was the testimony of Pilate in verses 1 to 6.
因为我们从第一到第六节看到比拉多所说的。
You know, as Jesus Christ was brought before Pilate, right, he was humiliated.
耶稣基督被带到比拉多面前,他被羞辱了。
The soldiers were mocking him. They gave him a purple robe.
那些兵丁在羞辱他,给他一个紫袍。
And this purple robe here is the royal color of purple.
这紫袍就是紫色的衣袍,是给贵族穿的。
And also a crown of thorns.
还有被荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上。
Mocking him how he was often termed to be the king of the Jews.
就是要嘲笑他,因为他被称为犹太人的王。
And yes, as king of the Jews, here he is, he has to be brought to the Roman authorities to be questioned.
身为犹太人的王,他要被带到罗马人比拉多面前被审问。
Our kings, our gods are greater, or so they thought.
他们就以为这罗马人他们的神更加强大。
What kind of king are you? A useless one.
你这犹太人的王是什么样的王? 没有用的。
And as Jesus was brought before Pilate, Pilate confessed that he found no fault in Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣被带到比拉多面前, 比拉多说了, 你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。
What exactly do you want me to crucify him for?
你要我把他钉在十字架是什么缘故呢?
You should know that crucifixion is reserved for the worst of criminals.
你们应该知道被钉十字架是留给这些最可恶的罪犯的。
So tell me what is his crime and prove it to me.
所以告诉我他的罪是什么, 你们要证明给我看。
But I can find not one shred of evidence that he has done anything wrong.
可是我查不出他到底有什么罪来。
Not even the smallest crime against the Roman Empire.
就连一个最小的罪都查不出来。
I truly can find no fault in this man.
我在这个人身上查不出什么罪来。
And take note that Pilate mentioned this truth that Jesus Christ was innocent not only once but twice in this passage.
我们也要留意比拉多说我查不出耶稣有什么罪来,他说了这话两遍。
You realize that the first time was in verse 4.
第一次是在第四节。
And then later on, in verse 6, when he was brought before the chief priests and officers, and they cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate affirmed the second time, "I find no fault in him."
第二次是在第六节，当祭司长和差役在那边喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架，比拉多就回复说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
And so if you want to, or if you want a solution out of this situation, why don't you just take him and deal him after your own manner?
所以如果你要解决这现在这难题的话，你就自己让用你们自己犹太人的方式去解决他吧。
Don't get us Roman authorities involved.
不要把这罗马的官员扯在里面。
But of course, the chief priests and the officers, they did not care that this person was innocent.
当然，这祭司长和差役不管耶稣基督到底有没有罪。
In fact, Jesus Christ was not only innocent. You know that Jesus Christ was without sin.
我们知道，他们不管耶稣。不管耶稣到底是不是无辜的，因为他们也不管耶稣到，甚至他们也知道耶稣是没有罪的。
And despite all these things, because they want to maintain their power and their authority, so therefore, even though Jesus Christ was innocent and without sin, they want him dead.
就是因为他们要维持他们自己的权利，所以他们知道，就算耶稣基督是无辜没有罪的，他们也是要耶稣被钉在十字架。
So understand this first thing, that Jesus Christ was an innocent man.
所以我们首先要明白，耶稣基督是一个无辜的人。
It was not a criminal that was nailed to the cross. It was a sinless man.
被钉在十字架的不是一个重罪犯，是一个没有罪的人。
And that is why, you know, all other resemblance of this crucifixion today cannot compare to what is written here in John chapter 19.
所以我们知道，在现今，今天那些被钉在十字架的人，他们不能够与在约翰福音第十九章，耶稣基督被钉而相提并论。
It's a vain show.
是一个虚晃的一个被钉在十字架。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because every single person that is nailed to the cross today, every man is a sinner.
因为今天被钉在十字架的这些人都是罪人。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is the Bible's assessment of men.
所有人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这就是圣经描述众人。
But Jesus Christ, he was totally innocent and sinless.
可是耶稣基督呢？他是完全的无辜，没有罪的。
So understand this as the first point.
所以我们要明白这一点。
Secondly, understand that Jesus Christ was not only an innocent man that was crucified, but also the sovereign of the world that was crucified.
第二点，我们要知道，耶稣基督不仅仅是这无辜的没有罪的人被钉在十字架，他也是这掌管世界的神被钉在十字架。
You watch how the Jews tried to get Jesus Christ to be crucified.
我们看这些犹太人怎么设法让耶稣被钉在十字架。
You look at verse 7 where the Jews answered Pilate, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God."
在第七节说到，犹太人回答说，我们有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。
Now you realize that after the Jews said that, Pilate was very afraid.
我们知道，当犹太人说了这话，比拉多非常的害怕。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because in those days, the emperor was supposed to be the one who was accounted to be the Son of God.
因为在那个时候，这罗马皇帝就应该是就会被称为这神的儿子。
This is a very common practice among the heathen.
这是在那外邦国非常普遍的一个想法。
And this was also the belief in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国也一样。
Caesar, the emperor, is deity. He is God.
凯撒就是这神。
Yeah, and the term that is sometimes used to describe some of the Roman kings is the Son of God.
所以有时他们如何描述在罗马的凯撒他们的皇帝，就是他们是神的儿子。
So you must understand why Pilate now becomes so troubled and afraid.
这就是为什么比拉多听了这话越发害怕。
Basically, what the Jews are trying to say is this.
犹太人其实就是在说这一点。
You sure you want to leave him alone?
你真的要把耶稣释放吗？
He calls himself the Son of God, you know.
他把自己称为神的儿子。
And if he calls himself the Son of God, he is in direct opposition to your emperor.
如果他称自己为神的儿子，他就是敌对凯撒的。
You sure you want to leave him alone?
你真的要释放他吗？
Then you have to answer for it.
你就要为此而负责。
So Pilate continued to question Jesus.
所以比拉多就继续的审问耶稣。
In verse 9, we read, And he went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer.
所以第九节我们读到，又进衙门，对耶稣说，你是哪里来的？耶稣却不回答。
And when Jesus was silent, Pilate continued his questioning.
所以当耶稣不回答的时候，比拉多继续的审问。
And he made this statement, Knowest, speakest thou not unto me?Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?
比拉多就说，你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？
In English it is, you know who you are talking to or not?
他的意思就是说，你到底知不知道你在跟谁说话？
This is how sometimes bosses would talk to your...Talk to those who are lower to them, lower than them, right?
所以我们知道，有时候那些长官就会跟那些比他卑微的人这么说话。
You sure you want to ignore me?
你真的不要对我说话吗？
You know who you are talking to or not?
你知道你在跟谁说话吗？
I am your boss, you know.
我是你的老板。
I have power to dismiss you anytime.
我有这权利让你没有工作。
I have power to let you be in the job. I have the power to fire you.
我有权利让你。有这份工作，也有权利炒你鱿鱼。
You better answer me.
你最好回答我。
Of course, this one is even more serious.
可是这是更加严重的。
I can let you off alive, but I can also kill you. You better speak.
我可以释放你，让你活着，我也可以把你被钉死在十字架。你最好还是说话。
I am the governor, the provisional king of Judea.
我是巡抚比拉多，我是掌管这个地区的。
But Jesus Christ, in His infinite wisdom, gave a very good answer.
可是耶稣基督在他无限的智慧给了一个美妙的回答。
And Jesus answered, right, in verse 11, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.
耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我，所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
In other words, Jesus reminded Pilate that there is a higher power over him.
换句话说，耶稣是在提醒比拉多，在比拉多之上有一个更加有权力的人。
Don't you know that all authority that you have cometh from on high?
难道你不知道所有你有的权柄是从上头赐给你的吗？
If God had not permitted you to execute anyone, you will have no power to execute anyone, and that includes me.
如果神没有允许你有这个惩罚任何人的权利，你就不会有这个权利，这包括这权利来审判我。
And this is true of all powers and authorities in this world.
这是对这世界所有的权利来说是真实的。
Every power and authority in this world derives their power from God.
在这世界上所有那些有权柄权力的人，他们的权柄权力都是从神而来的。
They are ordained and placed there by the Most High.
是我们至高之神所差让他们在那里的。
Nations rise and nations fall at the behest of our God.
按着神的旨意，国可以兴旺，也可以衰败。
And so it is true also for this provisional king.
所以对比拉多，巡抚比拉多来说也是一样的。
And Pilate should know this very well.
比拉多应该非常清楚。
Because he is just a provisional king in Judea, a small king.
因为他只是在犹太地区做巡抚，就是一个这个地区的王而已。
Who is the real king in the Roman Empire?
在这罗马帝国，谁是真正的王
？Caesar is the real king.
真正的王就是凯撒。
You think you are so powerful? There are actually many others more powerful than you.
你以为你很有权力，其实有很多比你更有权力。
And of course, there is one that is even higher.
当然有一个是更高的。
The one living and true God himself.
就是那唯一又真又活的神。
And so understand where you stand, Pilate.
所以比拉多，你要知道你现在的处境。
Moreover, consider who is the one that is speaking to him down here in John chapter 19 and verse 11.
更何况我们要来思想在约翰福音第十九章十一节对比拉多说话的这人是谁。
He is Jesus.
他是耶稣。
Who is 100% man but also 100% God.
耶稣是百分之百人，但他也是百分之百的神。
So what was Jesus telling Pilate?
所以耶稣在对比拉多说什么呢？
Basically, what Jesus is saying is, if I actually have wanted to destroy you and to prevent my execution, I could easily have done so.
耶稣就是要对比拉多说，如果我要让你没有权利，如果我要停止我自己被受死，我是有这能力这么做的。
Just one word, and Pilate will fall.
我只要说一句话，你就会死了。
And the only reason why Pilate have this opportunity to sentence and to crucify Jesus was because Jesus Christ himself allowed it to happen.
比拉多之所以能够审判耶稣，就是因为耶稣让比拉多有这机会，是耶稣自己让比拉多有这机会审判他的。
And why did Jesus Christ allow it to happen?
为什么耶稣基督允许这事发生呢？
Because of his love towards us,
就是因为他对你我的爱。
His love towards mankind,
是他对众人的爱。
And also his love towards all these people who were saying, crucify him, crucify him.
甚至是对那些说着要钉他十字架，钉他十字架，这些人对他们的爱。
For what was the mission of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督在这世界，他的目标是什么呢？
He was sent by God the Father to come into this world to die for the sins of men.
是天父差派主耶稣基督来到这世界上为众人的罪而死。
If our sins are not cleansed, then the just punishment of our sins is eternal death in the lake of fire.
如果我们的罪没有得到赦免洗净，我们最终的下场就是被丢入地狱或火里。
But because God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son to be the substitute and propitiation of our sins.
就是因为神爱世人，所以差派他的独生儿子主耶稣基督来到这世界上，为我们的罪代替我们，为我们做挽回祭。
He came into this world to take our place on the cross.
他来到这世界上就是为了代替我们在十字架上。
It should be us who should be nailed on the cross.
应该是我们被钉在十字架上。
But in the end, it was Christ who took our place.
可是最后是耶稣代替了我们。
He took our place as the second Adam.
他代替我们成为第二个亚当。
The first Adam sinned, and because of that, the whole of mankind fell.
第一个亚当他犯罪，就因他犯罪，所有的人都沉沦了。
And so therefore every man is conceived in sin, and every man, right, because of his sin, will have to face death.
就因如此，所有人都是在罪而生的，所有人就是因为会在罪而会被受到罪的刑罚。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
But Jesus Christ came to be our second representative.
可是耶稣基督来就是为了做这第二个亚当来代表我们。
And he must come as man, otherwise he cannot represent us.
他需要道成肉身，因为不然的话，他不是人的话，他就不能代表我们。
But because he is 100% sinless, and so therefore sin and death can have no power over him.
就是因为他完完全全的没有罪，所以罪和死亡对他来说是没有权柄的。
And so therefore, after Jesus Christ died, he lived.
所以我们知道，在他被钉死过后，他是活着的。
And because of what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, so therefore we can have salvation.
是因为他在十字架所成就的一切，我们才能够得到救恩。
And Christ, because of us, allowed Pilate to sentence him to be crucified.
所以耶稣基督就是因为我们的缘故，允许了比拉多去审判他。
So understand this.
所以我们要明白这一点。
But sadly, this was not what the people over there understood.
可是很可悲的是，在那里的犹太人不是这么明白的。
What a tragedy to see how Pilate reacted to the situation.
我们看到比拉多的反应是多么的可悲的。
He knew Jesus Christ was innocent. He tried to let him go.
他知道耶稣是无辜的，他想要释放耶稣。
But the Jews press and say,Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar.
可是这些犹太人就喊着说，你若释放这个人，就不是凯撒的忠臣。
He made himself king of the Jews, you know.
他把自己称为犹太人的王了。
And are you sure you want this king to go against your king?
你真的要这犹太人的王来背叛凯撒吗？
And so Pilate became even more afraid.
所以比拉多就更加的害怕了。
But this was the wrong kind of fear.
这是一个错误的害怕。
This was the fear of man.
这是对人的恐惧。
He knew Jesus Christ was innocent.
他知道耶稣是无辜的。
But because of politics, because he did not want to lose his place as governor, because he did not want to face the accusations of Caesar and then to be executed.So therefore, he did that which was unrighteous.
但是因为政治缘故，因为他不要失去他自己巡抚的地位，因为他不要违背凯撒，他就做这不公不义的事。
He sent an innocent man and the sovereign of the world to the cross.
他把一个无辜的人，一个有权柄的人，送到十字架去。
And so after the judgment at Gabata.
所以在在审判过后，就是俄巴大的地方被审判过后
，Jesus Christ was brought all the way to Golgotha.
耶稣就被带到哥哥他。
And so this started all the way from the sixth hour in verse 14.
我们在十四节看到，这就是在午正。
Yes, the sixth hour here is 12 noon, as found in the Chinese text because.This 6 hour is measured from the 6 hour of the day, which begins at 6 a.m.
我们知道，中文翻成午正，就是因为犹太人的时间是从早上六点开始的。
And so 6 hours from 6 a.m.
所以从早上六点六个钟头就是午正。
And then after that, he was brought away, and the people keep crying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
他被带走的时候，这些众人就喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。
And then Pilate openly asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?"
比拉多就说，我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？
And they had the gall to answer, "We have no king but Caesar."
他们竟然敢回答说，除了凯撒，我们没有王。
And then you realize that as Jesus Christ was nailed onto the cross, there was this sign that was written, that was placed on top of Jesus.
我们知道，当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，他上面就写着一块一个字条。
And there on the cross, it was said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
在十字架就写着犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
And it was written in all the three major languages of the region in those days.
在这板上所写的这行字就用这三个语言被写出来。
Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
就是希腊文、罗马文跟西里尼文。
So everyone there could understand who exactly was the person that was nailed on the cross.
对不起，希伯来文、罗马文跟希腊文。 所以所有人都知道是谁被钉在十字架。
But the response of the Jews is change the sign.
可是犹太人他们的反应是说要把这牌子换了。
Please do not say that he's the king of the Jews.
不要说他是犹太人的王。
But that he said, I am king of the Jews.
可是要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。
In other words, what they are trying to say is he claimed that he's the king of the Jews, but we don't acknowledge he is our king.
换句话说，犹太人就是在说他是耶稣自己称自己为犹太人的王，我们没有认为他是犹太人的王。
And so therefore we want to crucify him.
就因如此我们要他被钉十字架。
How sad.
这是多么可悲的。
Jesus Christ was despised by his own.
耶稣基督被自己的人而撇弃。
Was he not born of the line of David?
他难道不是大卫的子孙吗？
And yet, his own people, they despise him and they demanded that he should be crucified.
可是他自己的子民撇弃他, 鄙视他, 要他被钉死在十字架。
But before we point the finger at them, please understand that we are no different.
可是我们不要把罪都, 不要把指头都指向他们, 我们自己也不例外。
Understand that we who are in our unregenerated state have also said, crucify him, crucify him.
当我们还没有得救的时候, 我们也是说了钉他十字架,
because man, when he is born spiritually blind.
因为一个人当他生出来的时候, 他属灵是瞎眼的。
He is born spiritually dead.
他, 属灵是没有生命的。
He cannot understand spiritual things and his ways are in rebellion against God.
他不明白属灵的事, 他的行为是违抗神的。
And that is as good as saying to Jesus Christ, I don't want you, I don't acknowledge you as my king, I would want to crucify you.
这就好比说, 我不要耶稣基督做我的王, 我不要他做我的救主, 我要钉他十字架。
And that is what we are like as sinners.
所以我们还是罪人的时候, 我们就是这样,
as sinners, we basically ask an innocent man to be crucified.
身为, 罪人, 我们就是叫一个无辜的人被钉在十字架。
We ask the sovereign of the world to be crucified.
我们叫这掌管世界的被钉在十字架。
We ask the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, he's not just the King of the Jews, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be crucified.
我们是叫这万王之王、万主之主被钉在十字架。
That is how sinful we are.
我们就是多么的有罪。
And yet Jesus Christ in his love went to the cross to die for our sins.
尽管如此, 耶稣基督在他的爱中为我们被
Because if he cannot done so, we who are his enemies would be finished.
因为如果他没有这么做, 我们是他的敌人, 我们一定完了。
Every one of us would need to face the lake of fire, eternal death.
我们所有人都会需要面对这永恒的死亡, 在火湖里。
But Jesus Christ, in his amazing love, went willingly to the cross.
可是主耶稣基督在他奇妙的大爱, 心甘情愿的到了十字架。
And this is restated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
所以我们在哥林多后书第五章第21节读得到。
And this verse at least restates what we have seen here in John chapter 19.
这个经节就能够描述我们所在这里形容的。
And verse 20, John 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
哥林多后书第五章第二十一节这么说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And that is exactly what we see in this passage.
我们就是在约翰福音的这一章，这一篇经文读得到。
Jesus Christ was made sin for us, who knew no sin.
我们看到耶稣基督无辜的却需要被我们, 因为我们的罪被钉在十字架。
And so because of his work on the cross and because of his resurrection, now those who believe on him can be imputed with the righteousness of Christ.
就因耶稣基督在十字架所成就的一切, 因为他三天后从死里复活, 那些相信他的就能够得到他的这公义。
And so when God looks at us, it's just as if we have not sinned.
所以当神看我们的时候, 就好比看到耶稣基督的公义, 好像我们没有罪一样。
And now we are passed from death into life.
所以我们现在不在死亡当中, 我们在生命当中。
That's why in the English, this day is also known as Good Friday.
所以在, 英文这耶稣受难日, 耶稣受难节称为这好的星期五。
Yeah, it's not just the day of Christ's passion, but it is also a good day.
这是一个好的一天, 不只是耶稣受苦的一天。
And why is it good? Well, because of what Christ has done for us, because of his suffering, so therefore we may find salvation.
为什么好呢? 就是因为耶稣的受苦, 我们能够在他里面得到救恩。
And so therefore, let us not forget the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以让我们不要忘记我们主耶稣基督为我们被钉死在十字架。
Crucify him, crucify him.
那些人说, 钉他十字架, 钉他十字架。
This was the cry of the people in those days, this was also a cry.
这些人, 那些人, 那时候的犹太人这么喊着, 我们, 在罪当中的时候也是这么喊着。
Who was crucified?
谁被钉在十字架呢?
Jesus Christ, an innocent man, was crucified.
耶稣基督一个无辜的人被钉在十字架。
Jesus Christ, the sovereign of the world, was crucified.
耶稣基督这掌管世界的被钉在十字架。
Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, was crucified.
耶稣基督这万王之王万主之主被钉在十字架。
So that the enemies who cried crucify him may not be crucified but may find eternal life and salvation.
好让那些喊着钉他十字架的人不会自己被钉在十字架，但是会在他里面得到救恩。
What a good Friday.
这是多么美好的星期五。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
How we thank thee for the wonderful words of everlasting life that we have read in the scriptures today.
我们感谢你, 我们读到神你这宝贵充满生命的话语。
That we who were once thy enemies, yet because of Christ, have find salvation in him.
我们以前是对抗你的，但是通过主耶稣基督， 我们找到了救恩。
Yeah, O Lord, we should be the one that should be crucified on the cross.
的确，应该是我们被钉在十字架。
And yet, Lord, we who are thy enemies are the ones who have called out, crucify him, crucify him.
可是我们身为你的敌人, 我们却说了, 钉他十字架, 钉他十字架。
And yet how wonderful that it is because of Christ's crucifixion that we can find peace with thee.
多么奇妙的是, 因为通过主耶稣基督被钉在十字架所成就的一切, 我们在你里面得到了平安。
That by his blood that was shed on the cross, we can have salvation.
他在十字架所流的宝血, 我们得到了救恩。
And so, Lord, we are so grateful.
所以主啊, 我们心是充满感激的。
And so, Father, we now come before thee to partake of the holy elements.
天父, 我们来到你的面前, 要来擘饼纪念主。
As we come before to partake of the holy elements, O Lord, we ask that you will indeed forgive us of our sins.
当我们来到你面前擘饼纪念主的时候, 我们祷告你会原谅我们一切的罪。
We, O Lord, do not want to partake of the holy elements unworthily.
我们不要吃着饼喝着杯, 是不配的, 这么去行。
And so, Lord, we now come before thee, asking thee that you would truly wash us as white as snow.
所以我们祷告你会, 洗净我们, 让我们, 白如雪。
That this partaking of the bread and the cup may be a most blessed remembrance of the sacrifice of our Savior.
当我们擘饼纪念主的时候, 我们会真的, 纪念到主耶稣基督为我们成就的。
And may thou bless the elements unto all who partake them in faith.
愿福你赐福那些所有, 用信心领受的。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.